Welcome back. Today we're diving into ternary moral logic, TML, and specifically looking at its seventh pillar, the hybrid shield.
Right. And it tackles a problem everyone in AI grapples with, the limits of simple binary decisions. You know, act or refuse, plus one or maxed one.
Which leads straight to that black box issue, where the ethical reasoning, if any, is completely hidden.
Exactly. TML flips that by introducing this mandatory middle step, the sacred zero. It's not passive, it forces a pause, reflection, inquiry, hesitation before any action.
And the hybrid shield is what makes that happen. It's the infrastructure for it.
Precisely. It turns philosophical guidelines into, well, into operational fact. It enforces that deliberation.
Okay, a mandatory pause sounds good ethically, but practically. Doesn't that slow things down immensely? Is the sacred zero just, you know, a fancy way of saying paralysis?
Yeah.
Or does something actually come out of it?
Oh, something very concrete comes out. The shield transforms that pause into hard evidence. The key output is the moral trace log, the MTL.
A log. Okay, what's in it?
It's basically the AI's black box recorder. It captures the entire internal state during that deliberation. Every option considered, the plus one, the zero, the minus one risk profiles, the final decision signature, everything.
Comprehensive. And I see the sources really emphasize this right to evidence, the RTE. What does that actually mean for, say, accountability, for you, the listener, in practice?
It means those MTLs are specifically designed to be legally sound, admissible in court, undeniable. Think high-stakes decisions, public safety, finance.
Oh, okay.
The shield ensures that log serves as Earth's legal witness, an immutable record when liability is on the line.
If it's that critical legally, then protecting the log itself must be paramount. How does the shield handle internal threats? The sources mention these. Cache-based side-channel attacks, CSCAs. Sounds pretty esoteric.
It is subtle. Think of it like trying to read secrets by watching the faint traces data leaves in the computer's cache memory. Very low-level stuff.
Digital forensics, almost.
Kind of. And to fight that, the shield uses what's called computational hybridity. It actually runs two different types of machine learning models together.
Yeah,
it uses convolutional neural networks, CNNs, to spot the spatial patterns, like where in the memory something fishy is happening.
Right.
And then it uses long short-term memory networks, LSTMs, to catch the temporal side, the when, the timing, the sequence of events.
Space and time. You need both for the full picture.
Exactly. And this combination gets incredibly high detection rates, over 99%, according to the sources.
Okay, so that locks down the internal defense. But what about the long haul? These logs need to last decades, right?
Right.
What about quantum computers breaking the encryption later?
That's a huge concern. And it brings us to the other hybrid aspect, cryptographic hybridity.
Okay.
To make sure these MTLs stay secure against future threats, especially these cryptographically relevant quantum computers or CRQCs, the shield mandates PQT hybrid schemes, post-quantum traditional. It means every log has to be signed with both a current, strong traditional algorithm and a new post-quantum one.
Ah, a double lock.
Precisely. An attacker has to break both fundamentally different types of crypto simultaneously. It's a really smart hedge against future breakthroughs or flaws in any single standard.
So the system forces compliance through its architecture. It's not just a policy document someone might ignore.
It's operational fact, baked in at runtime. That's the core difference from, say, external audits after the fact.
But, okay, accountability is vital, but anchoring every single one of these pauses, these MTLs, to something like Bitcoin or Ethereum Layer 1, that sounds astronomically expensive, right? The volume must be massive.
Oh, absolutely prohibitive on L1 alone. Yeah, that's where the third hybrid element comes in, the L2-L1 model.
And Layer 2 scaling.
Exactly. Use Layer 2 solutions, think faster, cheaper chains or roll-ups for the high-volume micro-auditing. You batch thousands of these MTL proofs together.
Okay, bashing them up.
And then you only commit the single aggregated cryptographic proof of that entire batch onto the super secure but expensive Layer 1. It makes the whole thing economically feasible.
Right. So pulling it all together, the hybrid shield combines the sacred zero idea with really robust future-proof tech like the PQT crypto and this L201 scaling. And the output is verifiable proof.
Verifiable proof is the key takeaway. And this fundamentally changes how organizations need to think. It's not just about ticking compliance boxes anymore.
What's the shift then?
They need to start calculating the the cost per ethical outcome,
yep.
your CPEO. How much are you investing in this verifiable evidence infrastructure versus how much are you saving?
Saving from what? Yeah. Fines, lawsuits.
Exactly. Mitigated regulatory penalties, massively reduced litigation exposure because you have the undeniable evidence from the MTLs. It reframes ethical AI from just a cost center.
To a measurable risk reduction strategy with a clear ROI. That's a fascinating final thought for you to consider.
Yeah.
Moving beyond simple compliance to calculating that cost per ethical outcome.